So again, you are invited with your mind, heart, and soul to connect in every possible way with the earth here, with Gaia here, with the warmth that within your body extended to everyone around you, feeling our hearts, connecting, blending with one another, coalescing our energies, our warm, multidimensional energies that we sit, that we stand within, next to each other, around each other, and feel all that is around you, the evening coming down, and yes, there is a sunset somewhere, but in your mind's eye, you can see any sunset you wish and make it as glorious and as beautiful as you like. Just like your life, everything starts with the wish, with imagination, with the vision, with an intent that you can see that manifesting in your life. So allow yourself again, and allowing yourself to feel this presence, to feel the silence that exists and lives all around you, that we often don't have that environment around us. Rarely, very rarely, we find pure silence in such a beautiful part of Gaia. And with the elements, elementals that reside here, and the life that is here, of Monument Valley, and the monuments are all around you, the lives in the rocks, the beings that are watching over you, celebrating you, warming you up, embracing you, and loving you with the unseen beings here, the ancestors of the land, and your own ancestors that in a multidimensional way are here as well, your guides and angels, and the creator and soul of all that is, all aligning in this moment through your heart, through your divinity and benevolence, gratitude, connection, peace, and beauty all around you that is reflecting the beauty that is within you.
And so I invite you to place your crystal in your hand. And once again, we greet our crystal with three breaths, our sacred breath, our mana. And we tell our crystal, I am here. I am here as a living part of Gaia. I am here as a living part of the Creator. And the messages that come, the connection that exists between you and your crystal, to everyone else around you, appear invisible. And it is these invisible things that require you to listen to the silence of your heart, hear the whispers of the messages that come through in a different dimension than those in 4D. And so focus on the area of your heart. Focus on the area of the pineal, otherwise known as your third eye, and draw a connection between your heart, your pineal, and your crystal. And just feel that invisible connection, creating that triad in this moment between your heart, your pineal, and your crystal. And in this place, this triad of connection, allow yourself to feel, sense, receive those invisible messages of love that are coming to you now. And we wish to say thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Thank you, Gaia, for loving me. Thank you, dear Creator, for being here. Thank you, dear Creator, for loving us. Thank you, dear Creator, for loving me. And thank you, Kryon, for being here. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kryon, for loving us. And thank you, Kryon, for loving me.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There is great love for you from all that is here, from Spirit. This is the fifth of eight channels. The group finds themselves tonight prepared to watch a beautiful sunset. And there isn't one. They've come to stand in the open and greet the rocks, and they're huddled into a vendor area of the Navajo. Five, to the Tibetans, is change. Do you see how that is applied today? Change is something that normally is not appreciated unless you know absolutely the change is going to be for the good. And that is not often the case. When you look around the world today and all the things that are moving in different ways, often the change is unexpected, sometimes for the worse. When you walk into a room where things have been the same for a very long time and you said there's going to be a change, everyone's heart seems to skip a beat. There isn't really anyone who enjoys a change unless they have actually designed it. This planet is in massive change. Questions are asked constantly. I feel something that I haven't felt before. Kryon, I don't know what it is. Everything is okay at home. I'm fine. Things are going well, and yet I don't sleep at night. Can you tell me why that would be? And I will rewind the clock, and 35 years ago when I told you this was coming, and I will say that in general, humanity is sensing the change. The change that is being sensed now is rattling the planet in so many different ways. The ones who do not want the light in, they do not want that which is new or better for any world, they want to keep it the same, they are afraid of change. And they will do anything they can to keep things shaken so that there can be no normalcy. And then there are those who want the light more than they want anything else, and they are working for lighting this planet up to a degree where nothing will ever create the kind of things today that you cry over. Dear ones, those forces have met together. I told you so long ago, it's slow, but light will win. But the battle still rages, and the changes are everywhere. No greater change did the world see than that which you call the pandemic. All the things that occurred there, dear ones, could have occurred for dozens of years ago, dozens, and they never did, and they never did. Isn't it odd that you got the biggest shakeup and the biggest change at a time of the shift? It's all related, all of it. How are you faring right now with the change? And then there are those who smile and say, my change is the change of heart. I'm figuring out I'm loved. I'm figuring out so many things that I never knew before. I found the light. I found the light of compassion for myself and for others. I've been able to forgive myself and others. And I'm sleeping well. This is the challenge, for the change will last far beyond many of your lifetimes, dear ones. And I don't mean the change that is the shift. I'm talking about the change of humanity. Most of you will be back to continue to work for this change. But when you return, there'll be more light than darkness. Change is something I invite you to welcome, no matter how you think it might turn out. Just like tonight. How many of you feel a frivolity of joy, of camaraderie, because you're all huddled together and you didn't expect to be? These are the kinds of things that I speak of. Sometimes change is very loving. Very good. This is one of those moments. No matter how warm or how cool you are, I want you to feel the heat from inside of a very, very loving spirit for you. And so it is.